안녕하십니까? 2025학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2025학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 파종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your student council president, Kelly Green. Many students have complained that there are no printers available for them to use. To solve this problem, next week, we will set up several new printers in the student council room. Students will be able to use the printers for homework, projects, or any other school tasks. We hope this will help you do your work more efficiently and make your school life easier. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Anna, I see you're studying Spanish.
Hi, Mr. Brown. Yeah, I've been really into it these days.
I've noticed. Do you feel like you're improving a lot?
Well, remembering words is really hard. I forget them quickly.
I see. How about saying the words out loud? It can be an effective way to remember them.
Does it really help? I feel more comfortable just memorizing quietly.
When you speak out loud, you use different parts of your brain, and that helps you remember words better.
But I always thought saying words out loud would make it harder to focus.
Not at all. Studies show that it can help you stay more focused on the task.
Really? Then maybe I should give it a try.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Thomas White's Living Well. What do you do to stay healthy? Maybe you exercise regularly and eat healthy food. Those are both great habits. But I have one more simple tip for you. Go outside and get some sunlight. Sunlight is important for your body and mind. Getting sunlight can prevent you from getting sick and can reduce anxiety. It's an easy way to help you stay healthy both physically and mentally. I'll be right back with more after the break.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jenny, how was the pajama party yesterday?
It was great, Dad. Here, take a look at this photo.
Let's see. Oh, I like the pajama party banner next to the clock.
Yeah, it's really eye-catching, isn't it?
It is. And here you are standing in your striped pajamas.
I absolutely love these pajamas. They look so cute.
And the girl making a V sign with her fingers is your friend Mia, right?
That's right. Do you see the pillows on the bed? We had a pillow fight.
It must have been so much fun. By the way, what are those three stars on the wall?
Oh, those are stickers. They glow in the dark.
I see. Sounds like you had an amazing time at the pajama party.
Definitely. I'll never forget it.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian, I think we're almost ready for our candy shop's opening event.
That's right. What do we have left to do?
Well, let's see. Is the background music playlist ready?
Yes. I chose some cheerful songs and made a playlist.
Great. What about the Bluetooth speakers?
I tested them and they're working fine. Did you choose the sample candies for customers to try?
Yeah. Look, I put them in these pretty little baskets.
Thanks. They look nice.
And all the other candies are nicely placed around the shop.
Wait, how about the price tags?
Oh, we almost forgot. Could you put them on the candy boxes?
Of course. I'll do it right away.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Lake Boat Tours. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to buy some tickets for today.
We have daytime tickets and sunset tickets. Which would you like?
We'd like sunset tickets, please. How much are they?
It's $30 for adults and $20 for children. How many tickets do you want?
Two adult tickets and one child ticket, please.
Okay. And we offer snacks for $10 per person. Would you like them?
Yes. Snacks for all three of us, please.
All right. Do you need anything else?
No, that's it.
So that's two adults and one child for the sunset tour, all with snacks.
Perfect. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 버스킹 공연에 참여할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Alicia. I saw a video of you playing the guitar on your social media. It was great.
Thanks, Oliver. Your singing videos are fantastic, too.
I have an idea. There's a busking event this Sunday. How about performing together?
This Sunday? I'd really love to, but I can't.
Why not? Do you feel nervous about performing in public?
Not really, but I already have another plan on Sunday.
Oh, do you still take tennis lessons every Sunday?
Not anymore. Do you remember I had an interview for a part-time job?
Of course. Did you get it?
Yes. So I have to start working the part-time job this Sunday.
I see. Maybe we can try for another time.
Fireworks Festival 자원봉사에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jay, did you hear about the fireworks festival?
Yeah, I heard it's going to be amazing.
I'm thinking of volunteering there. Take a look at this poster about it.
The volunteer period is for 2 days, June 14th and 15th.
That's right. Would you like to join?
I'd love to. But can just anyone apply to be a volunteer?
Only people over 18 can apply, so we're both good.
I see. What exactly will we do during the festival?
It says we'll check tickets, run activity booths, or take photos for the festival website.
Sounds interesting. And look, we have to sign up by this Friday.
Really? We don't have much time. Let's do it right now.
9번 2025 탤런트 쇼에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Ms. Westwood, your vice principal. I'm excited to announce the 2025 talent show. It'll take place in our school auditorium on June 20th at 6 p.m. All students are welcome to participate and showcase their unique talent, whether it's singing, dancing, or acting. 3 wonderful teachers will be the judges, and there will be prizes for the top performances. Every participant will receive a free T-shirt with our school symbol on it. At the end of the show, we'll have a short dance party. For more details, please check out our school website. Thank you.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 책가방을 고르시오.
Honey, we need to buy Robert a backpack for school.
Right. Let's search for one online.
Wow, there are so many options. What should we consider first?
Well, let's start with budget.
We already spent a lot on his other school supplies. I'd like to keep it under $70.
All right. What shape should we get him? A square one?
Yeah, it's better for carrying school supplies. Then, what about the color?
White ones get dirty easily, so we should go with a black one.
Sounds good. And does it need to be waterproof?
Definitely. It'll be useful on rainy days.
Then this is the one. Let's buy it.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Adams, I'm not feeling well. I have a bad headache.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Jack. Have you taken some medicine?
Yes, I took some an hour ago, but I don't think I can stay in class.
Welcome to Emily's Cake Shop. How can I help you today?
I'd like to order a cake. It's to celebrate my first wedding anniversary.
Congratulations on your anniversary. Do you have a specific design in mind? Dad, look at the cat over there.
Oh, it's so cute.
I've wanted a cat for a long time. Can we get one?
You know, raising a cat isn't easy, Rebecca.
I understand, but I promise I'd love it with all my heart.
It's not just about love. It's about effort and responsibility.
Trust me, Dad. I know I can handle it.
Then how about practicing first? Uncle Tony is looking for someone to take care of his cat during his business trip.
That sounds great. If I do a good job with his cat, will you let me get my own cat?
I'll definitely think about it if you take good care of his cat.
Thanks, Dad. Please tell Uncle Tony that I want to do it.
Grandma, look what I found in the garage. It's an old cookbook.
Oh, I haven't seen that for years.
It says here, recipes for fine dishes.
That's the cookbook I wrote when I was a chef before you were born.
Really? You were a professional chef?
Yeah, I used to work in a restaurant. Look. These were my special dishes.
Wow, they look fantastic. Did you create all the recipes in the book?
Yes, I really loved cooking and was good at it back then.
You're still good at cooking.
Do you really think so?
Of course. I've always thought your food tastes amazing.
Chloe is on an overseas trip and staying at a hotel in Cairo, Egypt. After some sightseeing, she goes back to her hotel room. It's hot outside, so she decides to turn on the air conditioner. But it doesn't work. She calls the hotel clerk to get it fixed. He explains that it can be fixed tomorrow. It's too hot to sleep without the air conditioning, and Chloe wants to know if she can stay in another room. In this situation, what would Chloe most likely say to the hotel clerk?
Hello, class. Last time we learned about the national flags of various countries. Today, we'll talk about different countries' national flowers and what they symbolize. First, the Philippines' national flower is jasmine. Because it means good luck, people often give big necklaces made of this flower to welcome special guests. Next, Denmark's flower is the daisy, and it represents happiness. Children express happiness by making daisy chains during their traditional games. In France, the national flower is the iris. Throughout history, French people have thought of this flower as a symbol of perfection. Lastly, the United States uses the rose as its national flower. Americans consider it a symbol of love. So you can find many roses in American weddings. Now, let's watch a short video to look at these flowers up close.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, class. Last time we learned about the national flags of various countries. Today, we'll talk about different countries' national flowers and what they symbolize. First, the Philippines' national flower is jasmine. Because it means good luck, people often give big necklaces made of this flower to welcome special guests. Next, Denmark's flower is the daisy, and it represents happiness. Children express happiness by making daisy chains during their traditional games. In France, the national flower is the iris. Throughout history, French people have thought of this flower as a symbol of perfection. Lastly, the United States uses the rose as its national flower. Americans consider it a symbol of love. So you can find many roses in American weddings. Now, let's watch a short video to look at these flowers up close.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 국가가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.